Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Someone on the old internet's asked, what is the most expensive thing you've seen someone buy that they basically never use?
All right.
Couple responses. A motorhome, RV, or camper.
I would definitely use that if I bought it.
How many times a year do you believe that people who have one actually get a chance to use it, except for like maybe getting into a fight with their wife and ending up in the driveway for the night?
And maybe that's why you bought it.
Maybe so.
In which case, it gets plenty of use.
Just to get away.
I would hope once a season.
Once a season? Okay, that's fair.
You know, you go on a nice little summer trip, a winter trip,
but
spring
trip. But how long? That's the thing. You might use it once a season, but how long? Is it at least a week?
I mean, I know that I got an aunt and uncle that live down in California, and they'll make a trip up here to see family basically once a year.
Okay.
So,
I feel like that's something I buy when I retire.
Yeah.
When I have nothing but time on my hands.
Well, right? those Sprinter vans, just the vans alone, if you get those all done up, they can be as much as $250,000.
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know what an RV costs or what it costs
to
pull one, but you got to have the truck to do that, too.
Yep.
So you have to have
a truck. Well, an RV drives itself. That's right. Right.
And if you have, like, a camper, one of the big ones, like a Montana, whatever, you have to have a truck that's going to be big enough to be able to haul that.
I still like the guys that just put the camper on the bed of their pickup. I'm like, my man.
Well done. Yeah.
Nine times out of ten, they also seem to live in there.
The old man did get a Sprinter van that he'll use because he's got his stepson and his family live over in like the Spokane area, more towards Post Falls, Idaho. And so they'll take it out there a couple times. They've driven it up to my sister's house up in Linwood. So
they spend the night in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
So he's getting some work
out of it. My buddy just bought
a convention down in like Olympia.
My buddy just bought a Sprinter van within the last 2 weeks. The reason why, he has four kids.
Okay.
There it is.
I was going to say, I think the whole thing with the RV is you just got to, from what I can tell from my friends that have them that have families.
Yeah.
You got to get those kids used to like camping and using that thing early.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Because then by the time they're like Thrill's kids' age,
that would be a nightmare.
Right. But if they had already liked it, they'd still like it.
Yeah. I'm not trying to introduce that to them, man.
Someone said a pricey accessory, like a very nice perch or what they call a blingy watch. One of those things. But you know what? I think those things are also lifer things. I mean, I
know a couple people that wear the blingy watches, your buddy being one of them, Ted, but they wear them.
Yeah,
like, correct.
Watch people.
I've wanted to be able to buy a Rolex at one point in my life. Like that is a goal of mine.
What is the average cost? Like, what would be the lowest cost?
The cheap ones that I saw were somewhere around like $14,000.
$14,000 for a cheap one? No, you can buy a Submariner for like $6,000.
Okay,
I think you get a Submariner for $2,500, $3,000.
Okay. Is that a Rolex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
A smart fridge with a giant touchscreen.
Oh God, it's the last thing I want.
Whatever you do not buy that.
No.
Something will go wrong with it. The computer will go wrong with it. I had it happen to me. The whole motherboard had to be thrown out.
Have you seen the newest thing with fridge technology?
No.
My buddy has. I just saw it this weekend. So, like, the freezer's below.
Yeah.
Two doors, and you open it, and the water spouts inside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, I never seen it. Blew my mind.
I have the indoor spout as well.
Oh, damn.
I refuse to get the smart fridge. I'm like, look, just give me a dumb fridge because the only thing it knows how to do is the one job I ask it to do, which is keep my ass cold, right? And then they were saying, I believe Samsung, I think you saw this too last week, Ted. They're saying if you have the smart Samsung refrigerator with the screen, they're going to start sending you ads.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, come on.
Someone says this, my uncle is not a handyman. He doesn't even do projects, and yet he has a large room full of expensive tools all neatly arranged and organized. He collects tools.
All right.
Just likes to look at them, I guess.
A boat, we all know that. They can be expensive, but if you use them and you enjoy that lifestyle. An education. Having to pay tuition doesn't mean you're going to get anything out of it.
That's so bad.
Yeah. You have to actively engage with the learning process. The diploma itself only goes so far. Another person said a horse, spend money on gaming systems.
Who buys a horse that doesn't have the intent to, I don't know, interacting with or whatever it is you do when you want a horse? I don't know what I'd do if I have a horse. I don't ride horses, so that's not going to be it, right?
I mean, like, our old buddy, he has horses now, but they're race horses, and
I get that, right?
I firmly believe he is a multimillionaire.
He's investing in the sport.
I believe that he is, too, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I met this dude
when you have enough money like he does now, you could pick up hobbies like that.
Sure. I met him when he was 16, and he was smarter than me then.
Our question when it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Ah!
There we go. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well, sir.
All right. So the thing that was worth it, my wife and I, some years back, we took a trip to Europe. We spent 3 days in Rome and 9 days on the Mediterranean, and I tell you, it was worth every penny.
Brother, I did a 7-day cruise on the Mediterranean, no time in Rome. Whatever you spent, it was worth it. I firmly believe that. And I was not, I can't say I wasn't looking forward to going, but I'm like, I'm not going to care. Well, I cared greatly.
Does it also drive you nuts when you realize how affordable Italy would be to live, as far as if you wanted to move there?
Everywhere outside of the city, yes.
Well, I'll tell you the biggest thing I learned over there is when they say you're at a nude beach, that just means topless. That doesn't mean nude.
Keep your pants on.
Informed quickly. No, I took my pants off. And I was told to put them back on.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. I wouldn't make that up.
Well, they say get your cannoli back in your pants?
Yeah, I mean, well, if they say nude.
I said, it's you say it's a nude beach. They go, no, what you want is a nudist beach. So that was the coolest thing to spend money on. The worst thing, and this one's on my wife, she got this bug up her butt to make her own flour. So she bought a $400 mill so she could grind up stuff to make her own flour to make bread. You know how long she made bread?
Two days.
Two months? How was the bread?
Oh, it was good. But $400 for a mill that now sits on a shelf, been sitting there for at least 10 years or more.
Okay.
I'm just curious, what is the hair one gets up one's ass to say, you know what? I want to make my own flour.
Even more. That KitchenAid mixer, okay? I gave it to my daughter because she bakes.
Yeah.
That makes sense for a baker.
Yeah. Sure.
But I had one.
We got one of those.
Yeah, well, I had one for a couple months. I got it as a wedding gift for my stepfather. He bakes all the time. When you look at the process that it takes to bake and the time that it takes to kind of do everything, if you're proofing, if you're cold storage or whatever you're doing, there's a lot amount of time involved. And look, I'm not going to make a loaf as good as Essential Baking Company.
Mm-hmm.
Who will charge me $4 or $5 for a loaf of bread? But the time it takes, even with just King Arthur flour or whatever I'm using, it's just the time based on the return that you are going to get for your time.
For all of my effort, I got bread.
It's a full day process. I spend 7 hours and I got a $4 loaf of bread, maybe two of them. So in all day, I got $8 worth of bread here, and it's not as good again as Essential Baking.
Well, my wife is all about trying to figure out how to do things on our own if society goes sideways. And at one point, we were raising our own rooster chickens. Ooh. That you raise them for 3 months and then slaughter them.
Okay.
And we did that a few times. And it's the process of somebody's got to kill it, somebody's got to pluck it, and then somebody's got to quarter them.
Where were you in this process?
Eating it.
I was the cleaning. I was plucking them.
Okay.
You can hire me. I'll come by and get rid of it for you.
Yeah, tell to kill the chicken.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, was it better than a chicken that you could get, like, a already done rotisserie chicken at Costco? You pick one up, what is that, $8, $9, Ted, for a chicken?
Yeah.
Well, Yeah, well, let me tell you something about that. The Costco rotisserie chicken, it's injected with a lot of salt water.
Well, yeah, I don't. Yeah, well, that keeps it moist.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. Yeah.
That's why people do that to a turkey.
It used to be. It's not as good as it used to be, guys.
All right.
I mean, he's kind of right. I don't know how to explain it. Like, the chicken I was helping out with, right? Like, my buddy, they have kind of like a little setup homestead on their property.
Yeah.
But her parents had cattle for a year. You have these beef sticks from their cows.
Oh, it's
they're unbelievable.
You talking about jerky?
No. Like a pepperoni stick.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But there's different flavors, and they come from those actual cows. It just tastes better.
Hmm. Okay. Did they have a name? Like, this is from Jeff.
I think they name them.
Because like, I name them, like, these are the Jeff Stick variety. This is Veronica over here, you know, just so you know which cow you're eating.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's like I met Joey and hung out with him before I took care of him.
And then you killed him. Right.
Couple other things that people say is worth the money. A good couch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have an okay couch. So I could agree that this would be something that I would probably enjoy if I had it.
But also, look, couches are super expensive, so you're probably going to be older where you're going to have a little more money. But also, the older you get, the more you appreciate a couch that you can just physically get out of.
Here's one, Steve, that you can relate to, and me as well. High-quality windows on your home. If you're a homeowner, especially if you live in a colder climate, nicer windows will be able to retain heat better and save you tons of money in your heating bills.
Might I recommend Window Nation? And yes. I'm not even kidding. That's actually who I used. And they did a great job, but it made a massive, massive difference. You don't realize how crappy your windows are until you actually get new windows.
This person says a good rice maker. Now, me living by myself, I just like the 90-second bags of rice.
Yep.
I'm fine by that.
I did it two nights ago. My wife's like, I'm going to make rice. I said, okay. And then she tossed me two bags and said, can you go in the basement and do this? I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
No problem.
If I had a large family and I was making a big rice dinner all the time, that would make sense.
Or if you eat a lot of rice. Like, I have a buddy whose diet mostly is fish and rice.
Okay.
So he, for him and his family, it's great.
Is he skinny because of that?
Yeah. He's a thin dude.
He's fit. All right. Gym membership. Legos, specifically the Millennium Falcon. Spent way too much money on hobbies.
Can you spend too much money on hobbies? Because, I mean, a hobby is very cathartic, right? You take someone who collects stamps. It's not like they're going to mail letters with them. You literally just own the stamp, but it brings them some measure of joy. And it's not like that is cheap. People that collect coins, they're not going to then go to Coinstar or Vegas. It's like, it does bring you joy. I don't think you can overspend on a hobby.
Someone else says bikes. You don't need to go all the way to the top, but spending an extra money for a decent one from a bike shop is night and day over a big box store bike. And finally on this list, tailored clothes. I'm 5'1". Nothing ever fits right off the rack. So it's worth it to feel and look good in outfits. Yeah. My question when it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Judas. Welcome to the men's room.
Buenas tardes, señores.
Hola.
So my story is short and quick. I have a big Lego hobby addiction.
All right. How much money do you think you've invested in your big Lego hobby addiction?
Well, based on just what I spent on the last 5 weeks, I spent almost $2,000.
Did you buy the Death Star?
No. I have that's a thing. I have a limit on how much I'm going to pay for a set.
Okay.
So for those $2,000 that I almost spent, it was 6 sets what I bought.
What did you get?
I got the Shadow Box Batcave from the Batman 1986 movie.
Okay, all right.
That it was retired, but I managed to find one. I got the Disney Castle, the Disneyland Castle.
Cinderella's Castle.
Disneyland Castle. I got the Nintendo Entertainment System.
I remember seeing pictures of that. That's kind of cool.
Does it work?
No, it don't.
Okay, all right.
It looks like it works, but no, because it has in the back, after you put it together, in the back it has like a knob that when you turn, there's like a fake screen that you build with Lego.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. The Batman one that you bought, it's retired. Is that better to keep that stuff in a box and not open it, or is it okay if you put it together and then put it back in the box?
It's depending. Depending if you are planning to sell it, then keep it in the box. Me, I don't plan to sell it. I always tell the only way my wife let me spend all this crazy money on Lego is because I always tell her that it's like a long-term investment.
And she believes
you. Nope. Because she, every time that I mentioned that, she's like, you will never sell any of your stuff. I'm like, yeah, I know. Because right now I have 220 sets of Lego.
Well, what is your prized possession? Like, of all of those, what is the one that would be the most difficult to part with?
The Santiago Bernabeu, the Real Madrid Stadium, Santiago Bernabeu.
Okay. How long? Okay, now what's which one took you the longest amount of time to put together?
That one. That it was. One, it was 5,200 pieces.
Whoa.
And it took me, I did it in separate times, but I count the time, and it was 18 hours.
So have you ever just been one piece short, and you had to go back and take the entire portion apart to put that piece back in?
Yeah,
that is, my daughter really got into Legos when she was younger. And she would do anywhere from like 500 to 1,000 pieces, right? She's like 7, 8 years old, but it kept her very occupied. It's good for her brain, blah, blah, blah. But inevitably, and look, I'm just not a Legos fan. I don't like putting crap together. I guess that's the long and short of it. But inevitably, she would ask me like, why does this seem wrong? And I'd have to reverse engineer and start on the last page.
Okay.
And you go back, and it's always like right in the middle. Pull this thing apart, put this one freaking piece in. I don't know why it drove me crazy. It took maybe 20 minutes, but it annoyed the living hell out of me every time.
Where do you shock me?
Yeah, yep. Where do you keep all the where do you keep all your Legos? Do you have a room for them? Do you have a shelf?
No, so that's the thing. Is my wife, my kid, and me, right? We live in the 2-bedroom apartment that is quite big. So from the 220 sets that I have, I just built 60. The rest, I'm renting a storage unit, and I have, like, my exactly the words of my wife. I buy boxes to put boxes inside boxes.
So you have a storage unit. Did you? How much? Okay, I got to ask. Yeah. How much do you spend a month on that? $75? $100?
$100.
$100 a month just to be able to store your stuff. And hopefully you can put extra stuff in there, too, or is it a room filled with Legos?
No, we have all the Christmas decorations there. Okay. And then, yeah, the winter clothes. When it's winter, when it's summer, we put the winter clothes there. When it's winter, we put the... Yeah.
Okay, so you get a little bit more use than just Legos. All right.
What other stadiums have you built? If you have the Real Madrid Stadium.
Ted just pulled up a picture of it. That looks pretty sick, to be honest with you.
That's the only one. That's the only stadium because I'm a Real Madrid fan.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And your wife has no problem with you spending the money on this stuff?
He didn't say that.
She already had, she don't know about that almost $2,000 that I just spent in 5 weeks. Because she said, well, we set a budget that it was like no more than $400 a month.
Okay.
But those ones, I put it in my other credit card that she don't see the statements.
Yeah, we understand how it works. Hey, let me ask you this. When she gives you a budget, right, does that include sales tax?
No.
Okay.
Sales tax.
All right, good. Excellent.
And then, and the good thing about that is my kid is 9 years old, so he's into the Legos too. So the way I play it is bonding time with my kid.
Okay, and you can't put a price on that. That's what you tell your wife. Hey, it's worth every dime.
Exactly. I always tell her, I'm like, what do you rather be, have me do? Be drinking, it's better to spend the money on Legos than drugs or alcohol. I'm like, that's it.
If you didn't have kids, would you spend the money on drugs and alcohol?
Probably alcohol.
Okay, fair enough.
I like that. Just like, honey, look, you have two choices here. I can go out with the boys and get hammered.
Right.
Or I can play with our son.
Or I can play with Legos.
Well, it's back to what you were saying about, like, you can easily drop $100 in a bar. Would you be like, I'm not putting $100 in for this jacket or whatever the hell.
Correct. You would never, it's hard to buy a $150 Zip-Up hoodie. And then you go to a bar with a buddy, watch a bunch of college football, and spend $100.
Next thing you know.
Seriously, that's how my wife and I...
And forget the coat on the back.
We will justify the cost of so many things. Like, we're kind of hemming and hawing. I'm like, if we went out to dinner, say it's our anniversary, would we spend as much? If the answer is yes, let's just pull the trigger. If the answer is no, then it's different. Then other times, I'm like, well, say we're not, anniversary dinner is just my bar tab. I know we would spend that much. Just mine.
Man, you bring up the jacket. When the wife and I went down to Vegas last year for our birthdays, we got stuck there an extra day, and so we started walking around the shopping mall inside of Caesar's Palace. And walking by the Ralph Lauren store, I was like, let's go in and see how the rich people live. Let's just go in there for a quick second and look. I went in there. I took one look at like a blouse that was in there because I thought that my wife would like it. I took a look. It's like $1,200. I was like, and I'm out. No, but unfortunately, I'd opened the can of worms. And so now they're just shopping, right? So while they're going, I decide to go to the back to the men's stuff to just take a gander back there. And I look and I see that there's leather jackets back there. And I've always liked leather jackets. And so I go back there. And I take a gainer and I see one that looks good to me, and I look at it and it's like $800. I'm like, that's not the worst. Certainly not if there's a blouse up there for like $1,200. Like $800 is not bad. So I put the thing on and I'm looking at it. Then all of a sudden I hear whispers over by the doggone counter. Oh, I think he likes it. He's finally excited about something. You should get that, Mike. I was like, I'm not going to spend $800 on a jacket. It's your birthday, too. We'll all work together. We're all going to buy it. And they just bought me this $800.
Did you ever wear it?
Oh, yeah. I've worn it to work several
times. It's super nice. Because I was like, God damn, Mike, that's a really nice jacket. He's like, top of the store. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
The most expensive jacket I own was also in Vegas.
I remember this trip.
And I had
you almost got me to buy one.
I did. The nice thing is Robin was with us, right?
Yes.
So I call my wife and I say, look, man, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm looking to spend, and I'd really like to get this thing. And she's like, are you out of your effing mind? I said, look, I'm in Vegas, so you know I'm not blowing my money gambling. That's just not my deal, right? But I'm digging this jacket. So she's like, I don't know. So I said, hang on. I'm like, hey, Robin, talk to my wife. It helps when it's woman to woman.
Sure.
So I can hear Robin going, no, he looks really good in it. It's blah, 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 blah. So she gave me the go-ahead, and I'm like, all right.
All right.
Because I was going to do it anyway, but this way, you're just not pissed and shocked.
And you still wear that jacket to this day.
Absolutely. It's my favorite jacket that I own, man.
It hangs well on you, dude.
It's one of those things you get what you pay for, and I did not know that. You know what I mean? I didn't really understand that concept, especially with clothes. I'm like, clothes are clothes, right? And you put this thing on, and I'm like, is this cow still mooing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God.
I would say, this is ridiculous. On the other end, like, my buddy's father-in-law, right? Like, you would never know, but he's done very well in life.
Yeah.
So we're in Austin on South Congress, right, in those stores, and I see this vest. It looks awesome. I put
like
it on.
Like a country and western vest?
Oh, yeah. And he goes, that's you. Buy it. And he walks away, and I look at the tag, and I almost vomited. It's like $700.
Ooh, get this damn thing
out, man. I was just like, yeah, not. Yeah. And then a day later, I saw some famous country artist, and he was wearing it. And I was like, see?
He could do it.
Right, and that's the only way you would ever know this family has a little bit of money is they just, like a $700 vest.
You get it.
It's nothing. Right? For me, I'm like, there's no chance.
That is something.
That costs more than the flight I took down here.
Damn.
But you could have had it for Austin, couldn't you?
It's going to be 90.
Oh, all right, okay.
Look, you
can
know
wear it without a shirt underneath.
Well, sure. Hardy can afford that. I can't.
When it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Game 3 of the ALCS tomorrow here in Seattle. Coming up, we got 10 bands from the Great White North.
Man.
Give you a little Canadian education.
Canadian education.
Coming up as we'll sit and spin with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show at 4:30. In the meantime, our question, when it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I spent $9,000 on the air rifle.
$9,000? On what makes this air rifle worth $9,000?
It's competition air rifle. It's a 30 cal, but I can change calibers. But there's competitions all over the world. And there's guys, when they retire, they'll go spend a bunch of money on an air rifle and they'll go into competitions. Some of these guys are, everybody's supporting them, SIG, you name it. And the biggest competition in the country is Utah Air Guns. And if you had 4 days, and you could win all, and you entered all the contests, you could go home with a couple hundred grand after that $4,000.
What is the difference between an air rifle and normal shooting? So, like Olympic style shooting is what rifle. Right. What is the difference between an air rifle?
This is a 7.62 caliber. Most of the shots I'm doing are 100 yards, but you can get out to 700-800 yards with one of these. It'll outshoot an AR-15. That was the first one I got. I got the thermal and all the scopes and everything with it. Second one I bought was a full automatic, which is nasty. It breaks through concrete walls like they're not there.
Jesus.
But, ever since, it's been like not quite 6 years, and I've been purchasing at least 1 to 2 every year, and now I got a 50, and I'm like having fun with it. It's a pistol, but I'm having fun with it.
Do you enter any of the competitions?
I think I'm good enough to get into the bench rest, but the speed competition, I don't think I'm fast enough yet. They got another one. Field target, I don't know if I want to, because you got to be up and down and on your knees a lot. My knees don't like it no more.
Okay, that is fair.
Is there a difference between air rifles and airsoft rifles?
Oh, yeah. Air rifles, you're shooting different caliber. Well, in some of the competitions, you're only allowed to shoot pellets, like 40, 50 grains, 60 grains.
Sure.
But when you get into slugs, you're shooting long distance. And there's guys out there, you're running against some of the best marksmen in the world out of the firearms industry and out of the air gun industry. So it's pretty good. I'm looking at my next one's probably going to be a hammer, you know, because these guys are up in Canada taking bear with these things.
Jesus.
Oh, mercy. Okay.
And it's still, I'm just confused. It shoots a live round?
It's shooting BBs, I believe.
No, it's shooting, you start off with pellets or you can go slugs, depending on the competition.
Gotcha.
If you did big bore, you're shooting from a field up the side of a mountain at steel targets. So basically, bench rest pays the most right off the bat. If you took bench rest, you're going to walk away with $25,000-$30,000.
So are you going to enter a competition? Are you just going to suck it up and do it? Yes. Yeah. When do you plan on doing this?
I'm planning on doing this within the next year because it takes a lot of practice to get there.
Well, sure.
Get everything tuned. See, the deal is between the difference between the air rifle and the firearm. The air rifle's moving slower, but you can put, when you tune it, you can put every round in the same hole at 100 yards. The hole will never get bigger, but you got to be good to do that.
Well, yeah. I'm that good.
But, you know, you get, what, 25 shots? In that particular contest, you're going up against rows of people that by the time they finish, you know, you're a couple hours in, 2-3 hours in. On the last day, the last night, there's a big meeting and they hand out the checks and everybody announces the winners. But I'm going to tell you what, there's nothing like just getting out there and shooting and planking. If you want to clear your mind to get all the crap off your mind, just start shooting at targets.
Yeah. Makes sense. I don't think you're alone.
Where do you live?
I'm in Bremerton.
Bremerton.
What do you think? It's like downtown Seattle.
Yeah, right.
I was assuming wherever you live, it's not a huge raccoon problem.
Well, also, you can't do indoor target practice. Not at 100 yards. You have 100-yard target practice indoor somewhere?
Well, I got a 100-yard range out here where I'm at. But you can do indoor. A lot of guys, they're running 25 calibers, 22 calibers. We got one guy that comes over from South Africa, Matt Deber. He shoots monkeys over in South Africa.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, that's why I went.
Yeah, he's having fun.
What do you do? Shoot monkeys?
Of course you do. Shoot monkeys. You know, moving targets.
When it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803 Rock. He's the biggest monkey killer in all of South Africa.
He's got two passions, rugby and
killing monkeys.
Shooting monkeys.
That's right.
My later high school years and a couple years afterwards, I didn't get into the air rifles, which is clearly a lot more intense than this, but my cousin and I, we did the air soft rifles, which is just these plastic BBs is what you were firing. And you can buy like a small kit for fairly inexpensive that, you know, it's you pull it once and it loads up a spring and it fires little BBs, or you could do what we eventually did and upgrade to. They look like real rifles. They look like real firearms. They are battery powered. They're high speed. Now, it's still plastic BBs. They're going to hurt like hell.
Yeah.
But you're still going to be okay unless you hit something very, very sensitive.
Correct, because there's like tournaments and stuff with like almost like paintball that's just airsoft.
Exactly, and like we were decked out, man. We had full on uniforms. We had tag vests with multiple magazines in the doggone thing.
Oh, I could see your interest when that guy was talking. Oh yeah, Mike's brain is turning.
We
right
had freaking grenades, and what was really cool is that we drove down to California because they had several different facilities that you could go to. You know, first he had a wooded area that he lived up in, so that we just played with all of his friends up there. But we drove down to California, and they had these buildings that you could actually go into. There's actually these facilities that you could go to, and they have built different kind of scenarios where honestly you could almost act like a SWAT team one against the other.
It's like indoor paintball, indoor
exactly. Like that. And it was fun. I remember there was one game where they basically had two targets in this room that you needed to destroy, and so you needed to find a way in there. And once you get hit, you're out, sort of a thing, right? It's not like you spawn again when you have to go back to your line. Like when you're out, you're out. And so we found ways to get in there. And basically, my cousin led a team, I led a team. We both had walkie talkies talking to each other. We were on both sides of this doggone door. We hit the signal, threw a pair of grenades in there, heard both explosions that just fired off a crap ton of BBs, just breached the place and then knocked the two targets down. It was so nerdy, so damn geeky, but doggone it, I had fun. That was one of the coolest things I had ever done.
That's a good adrenaline rush, man.
It was, dude. It was so cool.
When it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
I would love to throw any type of grenade.
Hell yeah, man.
And then kick in a door.
How many different types of grenades are there? You got flash grenades, you got the hand grenade, you got your BB grenade.
Well, and even there, you got a BB grenade, and then you've also got the stun grenade, if you will, which is it's just, it fills with gas and it's plastic.
Right.
So eventually it just fills up big enough until it pops.
Okay.
And then it just basically freaks everybody out. And then you just go in.
Well, there's like, like smoke grenades.
Yep.
There's a bunch of them.
Popping smoke.
We need to get you some grenades, Ted. Mm-hmm.
That seems safe.
I think it's the safest thing I've ever thought of in my life.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know. It just sounds like Mike's describing it. I'm like, I want to do that now.
It sounds fun. It might be nerdy, but it's fun.
Yeah. It was
anything that's nerdy with an adrenaline rush gets to drop the nerd thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you're talking about like D&D or magic, it's like, I get it. You enjoy it, but it's not. It's a different adrenaline rush.
Right.
When you're physically doing stuff, you're like, I know it's nerdy, but it's awesome.
Yeah. It's like Ding Dong Ditch.
Exactly. There's an adrenaline
rush.
It's stupid.
You're just like, you know, your heart's beating. You're like, oh my God. All right, they're going to know I rang their doorbell.
All right, we're going to breach on three.
I know. When it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lee. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Last year of high school, 86, I got into an accident, and 2 weeks afterwards, I get handed 30 grand from a settlement.
All right.
So I was into music big time. Me and my buddies were going to start a band, so I went into this store in Tumwater. I got hair down to my butt. I'm wearing this leather jacket, and I walk in, and I start rattling off this list of stuff I want, and the salesman's looking at me like, okay, sure, whatever, kid. And so he takes the list down, and when he gets done, he goes, will this be cash or check? And so I pulled out this big wad of cash and slapped it on the counter, and I said, cash, sir. Total attitude change.
Oh, of course.
I would do it again.
How was that? How was the band? What kind of music did you guys play?
Well, we didn't last very long because there other things got involved, you know.
oh, we know. What was the musical equipment you bought? I'm assuming you play guitar.
Yeah, I bought two or three guitars. I had a PV stack that I put a Marshall head on. I bought my buddy a PV bass stack with a, I don't remember what bass.
I wish we were buddies. Damn.
Yeah, you know, I wished if I had to redo it, I'd just seen Metal Church a year or two before that downtown Olympia. I had more stuff than they did. What I should have done is invested in them.
How much of your 30 grand did you spend on musical equipment?
Oh, in that one shot, it was 10 grand, and then I bought a few more guitars over time.
Okay.
I'm going to say probably close to half, 13 maybe.
Do you still have all the stuff?
No. My sister stole some stuff.
Jeez.
She got away with about five grand worth of stuff.
Is she a drug issue?
Is she a musician?
No. No.
No.
She's a paperweight.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say nine times out of ten that somebody steals musical equipment, they do not play music. It's just you know you can get a lot of money.
Unless you're like a teenager.
Then maybe.
Maybe. I'm trying to think, like, I never knew anybody with nice band equipment, but...
Especially as a teenager.
I feel like 12 or 13, I've seen some nice aluminum bats, so I was like, I don't know, should we steal it?
Yeah.
I've stolen a lot of stuff. I never stole any musical equipment. And look, you're tempted, because you play with these bands that are doing better than you, and it's like, we play the same instrument, but I'm looking at, like he said, the head and the stack you have, and it's... I mean, just thousands of dollars more than anything I could afford,
I'm guilty of stealing their product. That's about it.
What do you mean?
I used to see CDs.
Oh,
So when they're done, I'll take the bread they make,
sure.
So to speak. I'll eat that.
Yeah, that I'm cool with.
When it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
I stole some CDs once from a party.
Yeah, I don't know anyone.
We were at a house party, and this idiot was just pouring, like, liquids off his deck, and it got all over, like, me and my buddies, and we were just like...
All right, payback.
Yes.
Steal his crap. I have been there before, yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Welcome. Long-time listener, greatest fan ever, and I've got a story for you guys.
Awesome. Well, thank you, brother.
All right.
My wife killed me over the fact that I spent $2,000 to go to Metallica last year for my daughter's 21st birthday.
See, that you got great cover right there. You just like, hey, it's our kid's 21st birthday.
Is this the mother of your child?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a real story. She was 16 5 years ago before that, and Metallica, with COVID, canceled all their tours, of course, right? Right. So we're sitting there going, okay, now what am I going to do? Because I promised her on her 16th birthday to take her to Metallica. So here I go, canceled all the shows. 5 years later, here we are. Now I get to go take her to the show, right? And my wife's going, okay, so how much did it cost for the tickets? Well, I wasn't going to tell her the truth because I'm not telling her the truth. I'm telling her right now, I'm not telling the truth. And she might be listening right now, and if she is, well, she now knows the truth. But that was $2,000 for four tickets, $500 a piece, but we're on the 45-yard line sitting right there 11 rows up for my daughter's 21st birthday now at this point, because her birthday's September 11th or 12th, and Metallica's tour last year was August 31st, and that second show was August or September 1st.
Did you say your daughter's birthday was December the 12th?
September.
Oh, September the 12th. Where was the show? Are you talking about the one here in Seattle?
Yes, Lumen. Sir.
Okay.
That was a great show. Yeah. Now, I'm curious to know, how much did you tell your wife you spent?
Oh, like $500.
Total.
Yeah.
So who else went besides you and your daughter?
Well, my son, when he was 16, I took him to Death Magnetic Tour with Metallica back in that time, back in like 2006, right? Seven, somewhere in there. And so I took him to that because that was his favorite band as well back when he was 16 years old. So now I've got another daughter who's 10 years older than he is, or younger than he is, and she's like, Dad, we got to go to Metallica on her 16th birthday. So I was all in on it, right? No problem. We're going to take you there. Love Metallica. I've seen Metallica so many times. I'm actually 57 years old. I saw him back with Master of Puppets, and I was like 17 years old at that time. So, yeah, we're taking my daughter to Metallica. I took my son and my wife to Metallica right there on the 45-yard line.
Your wife just doesn't know how much money you spent on the tickets.
That's it. And you lied and got away with it, so that's good. But see, man, at least...
For almost a year now.
Listens today.
Yes.
But look, here's the, at least your kids like the music you like. I mean, there's some things that me and the kids like, right? But for the most part, especially with my daughter, it's like, no. So she has seen the big three, as I call it, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, and who was Lady Gaga. All right, now.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Right, I mean, that's who she likes. I get it. She's a almost 15-year-old girl. It's right in her wheelhouse. But it cost a fortune, and I'm not going, right? Because that's the thing. I'm like, look, I'll get you the ticket, but you're going with Mom, dude, because there's a better chance she likes it than me. And everyone said they put on great shows. I believe they put on good shows. They're professional entertainers. That's their goddamn job. My issue is I don't particularly enjoy their music.
Not enough to justify the cost of you going.
Yeah, so I end up spending what this guy's spending, and I'm like, I'm just home alone with my kid, like drinking a whiskey or something, and I just spent a ton of money for something I have nothing to do with.
When it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, man.
So I've actually got two things. I was telling Mike, my first one, which is closest to my heart, I had a 65 Mustang that I spent $5,000 just for the car. Tore down the engine, put two engines in it, new transmission, new rear end. By the time all said and done, before I sold it to my son, about 50, maybe a little less than $50,000, considering we had to put two engines in it. We did all the work. Me and my uncle did all the work by hand, boring it out.
But what did you sell it to your son for? Because you dropped five on it, put another 50. What did he
sell? I sold it to him for a dollar.
For a dollar?
Yes. I didn't want him to have to pay. It was our project car, and I wanted to put it in his name.
Okay.
So legally, hey, man, just give me a dollar.
Tell me he's not 16.
No.
Okay,
no,
okay,
no.
Okay, all right. Oh, thank God.
He's not stupid. He's nice.
Yeah. The second thing, Just got back from my honeymoon slash birthday celebration. We did a 11-day Mediterranean cruise. Started out in Athens, went through Egypt, Mykonos, Turkey. That was total by the time our onboard checkout was about $6,500.
Okay. Okay. Not the worst. That's not the worst.
Look, I did it. And recommend it to anyone.
For me, it was a bucket list to be able to say, I've actually got to see the pyramids up close. I got to see the Sphinx. I got to go to Athens.
Yeah, man. All of that, to me, all of that justifies the cost. It really does.
Taryn Daly, Steve Mix from Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. We'll sit and spin. We got 10 bands from the Great White North there, Hoser. And your email's coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.